Welcome to GenCast, a sponsored podcast series brought to you by Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. I'm your host, Jeff Bogaliskis.
For many years, we've heard technology gurus and futurists expound on the merits of a virtual world, where technology allows us to do our jobs at a distance with just a touch of the finger. It's hard to imagine that any of these technological prognosticators had a global pandemic in mind when they were envisioning the future, yet here we are, many of us working remotely and in new ways we never imagined, where virtual is the reality. Pharmaceutical manufacturers have had a particularly difficult time during the COVID-19 crisis, as many of them have not only been called upon to create new drugs and vaccines to combat the SARS-CoV-2 virus, but also have the responsibility to keep up with supply chain of existing therapeutics that are essential to so many other patients. Getting the much-needed assistance to move manufacturing projects forward, scientists in the biopharmaceutical industry search for creative ways to get the job done. In this GenCast, we'll hear how Vueb Pharma, based in the Czech Republic, turned to the experts at the MLab Collaboration Centers at MilliporeSigma to assist them in their clinical trial efforts that were under very short timelines. Due to the COVID-19 travel restrictions, scientists were unable to interact in person, but our podcast panelists will tell us how they were able to work together to solve this challenge through virtual collaboration. Let's meet our guests for today's podcast.
My name is Paul Kaschutnik. I am an EMEA process development scientist based in South Germany. In this role, I provide technical support to our clients in Germany and Austria, and I'm also part of the MLab Collaboration Center network.
Hello, Jeff. I'm Marine Maslin. I'm also Senior Process Development Scientist for Europe, Middle East, and Africa. I'm based in Zurich, and I'm covering France, Switzerland, and Eastern Europe in that role.
And my name is Andrzej Zitek. I work as a head of research and development center at Vueb Pharma, and our company is based just outside of city of Prague in the Czech Republic.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul, Andrzej, Marine. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Andrzej, my first question is really going to be for you, I think, to start off with. How has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted your business? What challenges have you encountered?
Well, Jeff, I can talk for our R&D center. So the COVID-19 affected, I think, most of our projects. And that's mainly because we lacked of the staff. And it was when the government restrictions were on and most of my colleagues needed to stay home with their kids. So at that time, we needed to put on hold some of the projects. But then there were some that we really needed to finish. And that was also the case of this story, when we already planned since February the TFF trials on our side. But then within the global crisis and the on-site support was not available. So then it ended up we received the virtual support from Marine and Paul.
Yeah, Andrzej. So this case, of course, also contained some significant challenges for us as a supplier. Obviously, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we were not able to support Andrzej on site. As he just mentioned, there was no face-to-face meeting or on-site technical support possible. And he just brought up the thing that there were some projects, especially this one, where Vueb Pharma was in need for immediate technical support due to the tight project timelines. So one of the major challenges, I think, for us was that the scheduled TFF trials, they are usually quite complex. They have many individual steps. And our client, Andrzej, he was not experienced in that TFF technology to that point. So therefore, we had to assess some new options to provide the technical support without actively being there on site.
If I can jump in as well, I think we had an additional challenge as a supplier. Basically, the support for Vueb Pharma was the first remote support we had in Europe during the pandemic. So we had no internal process to be able to support. So we had to find our own way. And we even didn't know how, you know, the quarantine and everything will evolve. So we have created the whole process to be able to support remotely a customer from the beginning, so the qualification, until the end of the trials.
So those are some pretty unique, interesting challenges, guys, and thanks for bringing them up. So I guess my next question sort of stems around that many companies are taking the opportunity to reinvent the way they work in response to things like global pandemics. How are you guys adapting to solve the challenges that you just mentioned?
Good question, Jeff. So as mentioned before, the initial plan, the on-site visit, obviously was not possible. It was also not possible to ship the product to the MLab, which was also once as a plan B in our minds. So we ended up with this proposal of virtual technical support. We brought this up to Wuhan Pharma, and gladly they were quite convinced by that idea. So this, of course, included a lot of pre-work and preparation. So we shipped the equipment, we provided protocol and reviewed that experimental protocol together with Wuhan Pharma staff, so to say. We also provided TFF tutorial videos via our company YouTube channel in order to provide the client with some concise TFF crash course. Was there other steps which were very important, Marine? Maybe you can add something here.
Yeah, indeed. I think as well we had to think about the digital tools, even if in our group we are exploring for a long time some digital way to support. It was never so concrete, if I can say. So we had to identify together with Andrej the tools that we could use. So we went finally for tools such as BlueJeans, a smartphone to be able to see the lab and to be able to discuss. We had also to organize on our supplier side the support. So what we have decided is to go for two PDS, two process development scientists, to provide constantly support and availability to Andrej. So I just remind you that it was 8 days trials, so very long and complex. And to finish, I think we were also able to adapt along the trials and to show a lot of flexibility. So for example, at the beginning, we did not define any area to share the files, and through the trials, we decided to go through Google Drive to share our different information and to follow together. So definitely there was a preparation, but also during the trials we have improved and overcome some challenges. I don't know, Andre, from your side, what you could say as well regarding the challenges?
Well, I have to say at first that on our side, it was more like the whole company-wide effort and many of our departments were involved. Actually, even prior to the testing itself, we asked our IT guys if they'll be able to set up some additional Wi-Fi hotspots within the labs in order to improve the Wi-Fi around. And then during the testing itself, we realized that it was a good idea because we could easily share the video connection. Then I also should mention the colleagues from our analytics department. They were quite flexible to perform all the analysis during the trials, and that helped us quite significantly because within the testing, we needed to choose what direction we should go further. And I should not forget to thank also to my colleagues who were helping to perform the experiments themselves. And Marine mentioned within the week, I would not say it was anyhow different from on-site trial with some technical support from the MLab. The only difference was that instead of every morning meeting in a lab, we had together the call, and only I was in the lab and Marine was in Switzerland and Paul was in Germany. But by the beginning of every day, we just discussed how should we continue on trials and what is the plan of the day. And that was it. Also, what I might mention is, on maybe Marin said it already, that within the week we improved some of the tools that we used for sharing the data. So by the end of the week, we did quite a nice way of sharing the data.
Thanks for that, guys. I think the Gen audience would be really interested to know whether or not you thought this new way of working was a successful alternative to an in-person visit, and whether or not you would conduct this virtual trial again.
I am not sure that virtual support will be an alternative to on-site support in the future, because nothing can replace the relationship and the on-site support. Nevertheless, I think it's a very nice tool that we now have into our panel of supports and that can really help in some situations such as the one we had. I think to ensure a successful remote support, you have to really prepare it properly. So the preparation of those trials was very important. So we spent some time with Andrej to discuss the protocol, to share some tutorial video, to share some user guide, to allow him to feel comfortable manipulating all the setup. Also, something else that was really crucial to ensure a nice support was the quality of the connectivity. So the video through the iPhone was really nice, and we had absolutely no issue to see what he was doing and to discuss. And to finish, I think the way to share the data was also something reliable that allow us to be efficient and quick when we had to take some decision as well.
I fully agree with you, Marine. As Marine said, of course, the virtual support has its shortcomings. Nevertheless, I think it was the right tool at the right moment, so to say, and we were able to do the job despite the travel restrictions, which I think also pleased Buah Pharma, but Andre will maybe mention something in that regard. But I think it's also important to note is that we also got some important learnings from our side, you know. So as Marie mentioned earlier, this was one of the first cases in that typical form in whole Europe. And I think we learned as much as Buah, so to say, throughout this specific case. I hope, Andre, you agree with me.
Yes, definitely. As Marine said, also as me as a customer in this case, if I in the future can choose in between an in-person visit or this kind of virtual support, I would definitely go still for in-person visit. Just can't be replaced. But as we experienced this virtual support, it's definitely a viable alternative in such a difficult time as it was during this COVID-19 crisis. And from my perspective, I have to say that it was definitely way more time consuming for me, because at the beginning, you mentioned that I had no prior experience with TFF. And so I needed to learn quite a lot. But on the other side, I think I gained also quite a lot of the new experience in this field. And I have to say that Buah Pharma was very pleased that you guys provided such a nice support, even that you can't present on your own on our side. And we reached our targets for the experiment, so we were happy.
Thank you very much, guys. Marine, Andres, Paul, I really appreciate you guys discussing it with us today. This really important topic, obviously, in this pandemic situation that we have going on, virtual tools, or knowing that there are virtual tools that can sort of assist the biopharmaceutical industry, is a really important aspect for all of us to know. So we thank you again for joining GenCast and for your time today.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to GenCast. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Jeff Pogoliskis.